Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. For everyone like me who thought the Cowboys were going to be fine, today is our day, Perloff. Our day.
Oh, whoa. You beat the New York Giants. Oh, wow. I mean, might as well buy a ticket to Arizona after beating a mighty team like that.
I'll tell you what. My $5 bet that I placed on DraftKings, Dallas Cowboys to make the playoffs the day that Dak Prescott got hurt. And I said, guys, everything's going to be okay. They're going to hold the fort. I'm feeling a lot better about that today. That was an impressive win last night.
It was not an impressive win. They beat the Giants. Giants are terrible.
Okay, the Giants were unbeaten going into that game. So...
yeah, because they beat two other terrible teams.
You play who's on your schedule.
You might beat a bad team. That does not indicate that you are a world beater just because you took on the Giants.
You exhale when you beat anybody with a back. Backup quarterback. You not only had a backup quarterback, but you had other injuries last night that took away offensive weapons like to tight end, and obviously Michael Gallup is not back yet. You have to be feeling amazing if you're the Cowboys, and not just Jerry Jones being Carnival Barker. Oh, there's a quarterback controversy between Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush. We know that that's not true, but the fact that the offense was able to stay aggressive, the fact that you win,
aggressively,
who cares how you win?
They had 6 points at half.
Okay, this is how they're aggressive. Because they didn't just fall into the trap of we're just going to run the ball on first down, run the ball on second down. They were throwing the ball on first down. They were balanced. The play action was working in the second half. I was impressed by that. The defense obviously leads the way with this Cowboys team. And when we said the defense like was not a good unit, I don't know how that rumor got started. They are fine. And I was really impressed by one big decision that the Cowboys made in the second half, and I think it really was the story of the game. And it was going for it on 4th and 4 with about, I don't remember how much time was left. So you go for it on 4th and 4, and Cooper Rush finds CeeDee Lamb. And if you don't remember that exact play, you're going to remember the outcome of the drive. Because the outcome of the drive was the CeeDee Lamb one-handed catch in the end zone that was unbelievable. And that, to me, was the story of the game.
I don't know. Something's wrong with my TV. I felt that I was watching the Cowboys play a team in very cool white uniforms with blue helmets.
Yeah.
Not a team in green and yellow. They didn't beat the Packers. They didn't beat the Bucs. They beat the New York Giants 23-16. Mm-hmm. The Giants.
Yep.
Daniel Jones.
Yep. I know.
And aggressive, all they had to do was be alive on offense, and they were going to win that game. This was going against a very bad team, in my opinion. And yes, they won, but we both said they were going to win yesterday. It wasn't a shocking upset.
It was a pick'em game, though. I mean, yeah, that could have gone either way.
It could have gone either way, but...
And at one point, the Cowboys are down 13-6, and you got 75,000 fans in New York who are on their feet cheering like there's no tomorrow. You think it's Eli Manning out there throwing to Amani Toomer.
What are you talking about? For which team? There was as many Cowboys cheers as there were Giants cheers last night. And
when they took the 13-6 lead, yeah, the Giants fans were feeling it. They were about to go to 3-0 with a new head coach. Like, even Daniel Jones wouldn't have been able to mute any of their happiness.
Our buddy Connor Hughes on Twitter said there are Cowboys chants going throughout the stadium all night long. Did you guys hear that too?
The Cowboys fans travel. And they're just everywhere.
Also, the Giants stadium sounded dead the first quarter. Yeah, there were moments later, but it does not seem like a home field advantage. Seems kind of dead there.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the broadcast was picking it up as much as it probably sounded loud, just like we had on Amazon on Thursday night. I'm not sure if it was coming through, but that's the first thing that the Cowboys, or excuse me, that the Giants fans have had to cheer about in like 5 years. I mean, give them a second. It ended up being bad for them, obviously. They lose the game. You get the picture of the guy in the face paint looking sad, which is just always eternally funny, no matter whose fan base it is, when someone has gone to the trouble of painting their whole face and then...
Poor guy.
I know. And then their tears are there. He looked like a member of the Blue Man Group. He'll be fine.
I'm worried about you because I know so many Cowboys fans who've gone down this path, and you're becoming a Cowboys fan because of your prediction. Rightfully so. It probably will work out. It's a great prediction. But you get filled with hope, and you're going to get crushed. Because
why?
That's what
happened. Prescott's coming back? Because Michael Gallup's coming back? Because they're getting the offensive line, by the way, gelling together.
Gelling,
week three, gelling, looking good.
Against the New York Giants.
Listen, against anybody. Anybody. It's the National Football League.
Okay,
you can't just expect that another team's going to roll over.
Okay, they got the Washington Commanders next. Hey. That could be a win. They could go to 3-1. Then, I don't care if Dak Prescott or Cooper Rush, you think that offensive line is going to look good against the Rams and the Eagles? And then it's following with
nobody looks good against the Rams and the Eagles' defense.
That's your argument that nobody looks good? Yes, they gelled against the Giants. What do the Giants have on defense? The Giants are down to guys I've never heard of all over the field.
That's not new for the Giants, by the way.
Yeah, I know they have Saquon Barkley. I feel like he's an incredible distraction from what's happened to the rest of this roster.
Well, because that's a feel-good story. You know, even if you were not someone who thought that the Giants should use the number two overall pick on Saquon Barkley, you can feel good about the fact that he's putting together a comeback season. He's in a contract year. Like, that's a feel-good story. No, I mean, do the Giants have some dogs on defense? I'll tell you what, I didn't think Kayvon Thibodeau looked all that awesome last night, and I was expecting some big things from him. They're paying Adoree Jackson nothing. I mean, he's one of their, you know, bigger corners. He's basically the only corner that they're paying anything to.
You get where I'm coming from. Can you? I understand your excitement.
Well, I'm excited because
Giants.
I'm right.
You're right. You're right. Oh, so you think this is done? They're headed to the playoffs?
Well, can I add another part of it? Yes, and yes, I do think they're headed to the playoffs. And if you agree with me or disagree, 855-212-4CBS, you're welcome to weigh in. And we'd love to hear from the Cowboys fans out there if they're buying it and believing this moment. But I'm also looking at the rest of the NFC. And we talked about this a lot. This is not me ragging on the NFC. Yeah. But I'm just saying that there are teams that we kind of thought, and again, it's still really early, but some teams that we thought that were going to be a little bit more, I want to say like spry or something. Like, we thought the Washington Commanders could actually be a team that could be a playoff team. You and I talked about this.
Maybe.
Don't forget.
Maybe. But okay, so why? Yeah.
We thought the Saints would probably look a little better than they've looked. We're not sure if that's a good team. We thought maybe Carolina would look a little bit better than they've looked. We're not sure if they're a good team. And to be honest, like, what happened with San Francisco losing to the Bears? What's going on with Jimmy G there? The Arizona Cardinals right now don't look like they're any great shake. Like, there's other teams in the NFC that we thought would be there. Maybe not winning the NFC East, Perloff. That's going to go to your Philadelphia Eagles, I'm sure. But as a playoff team for the Cowboys, why not? The other teams in the NFC are not, like, putting together this really great film.
We shall see. We okay. shall see. You're almost swaying me, but that they get in the sloppy wild card picture.
Yeah.
Maybe 9-8 gets you in, but there's no guarantee that you don't have to get to 10 wins, and this is not going to be as easy as you're making sound for the Cowboys, just because they beat the Giants.
Can I also add one more point onto my point?
Yeah.
To my mountain of points here that back up the Dallas Cowboys.
Which, okay.
One more to add to the mountain. Which is, Jerry Jones said yesterday that Dak Prescott could be back in a week
mm-hmm,
or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that could be just Jerry bravado, or maybe that's a legit update. We have no idea. But at least now, whether Prescott needs an extra week or whether he ever re-injures the thumb, at least you know you have a quarterback. He's not Dak Prescott. I'm not calling it. He's a capable backup. That's what you are hoping for in a backup quarterback. Ask Case, your friend, Andy Dalton, what do you want? A quarterback who can come in and win you a game if you need it, or maybe two. Just hold the fort, a Colt McCoy. And Cooper Rush has shown in the last two games, actually the three that he started, if you want to go back to Minnesota last year, that at least he can be that guy.
Yeah, okay. Cooper Rush is fine. Let's talk about some of the downsides. Were you watching when Cooper Rush threw that dime to CeeDee Lamb and it went right through his hands?
Yeah, that was a bummer. But did CeeDee Lamb make up for it
in
the second half of the one-handed
catch? Yes, so he caught a couple passes.
Catch?
Do you still feel totally comfortable with him as the number one receiver? Do you feel so, and no? Do you like the fact that Noah Brown's your top receiver?
No, but Michael Gallup coming back, I think
and is Michael Gallup even that good? And did you notice that Ezekiel Elliott looked like a ghost of Ezekiel Elliott? Okay, Micah Parsons, I'll admit, that's a factor. That is the only player on this
team.
And
apparently he was, you know, we talked about how he missed practice because he had a cold.
Yeah, so.
Not even 100%.
Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence
just kills the Giants at all times.
I got to tell you, after that, I'm not nearly as scared of all these players that you're anointing right now.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? Noah Brown, I never even heard of him until this year. CeeDee Lamb, I've watched that guy drop more balls in 3 years than any receiver in the NFL.
Well.
And then he was a huge problem after week one. Yeah, well, as a rookie, I think he led the league in drops.
I think Amari Cooper did when he was a rookie, too. I mean,
he's a drop machine.
But the fact that, does he not get any credit for, yes, the drop, which probably would have been a touchdown, but does he get credit for redeeming
himself? If he does this against the Rams in week five, and he plays like a number one receiver.
Well, Jalen Ramsey's going to be on him. It's going to be a lot different.
All right. Okay. Give me forget it. You know what? You're right. They beat the Giants. The Cowboys should just plan to go to the Super Bowl because this is a juggernaut they beat right here. Come on. It's a New York Giants. Come into last night. We were both talking about this game. We're like, the Cowboys will probably win because the Giants don't seem like a 3-0 team.
Yeah, they did not seem like a 3-0 team. And obviously the Cowboys have owned this rivalry over the last several years. But I think that, listen, you go in with like the team that you had last night if you're the Cowboys. Yeah. And like, there's not a given there. So the fact that you would be down late in the third quarter and you come back and win on the road Monday Night Football, like, I'm okay handing out some, you know, some medals for that and some achievement awards for that because I think it's impressive no matter who you're playing against.
I just disagree with you on how indicative it is of the rest of the season. Now, that again, that
you
could
also
be back
didn't think it was impressive last night because it's
no, I didn't think it was impressive. It was 6-3. I was watching. I didn't tweet it, but I was thinking, oh my gosh, if these teams play like this, the Eagles are going to go easily 6-0 in this division. Easily. I mean,
you could take a better team.
You could combine the two teams, make an all-star team out of the Giants and the Cowboys. And I think I got this off on Twitter. It said throw in Washington as well. And the Eagles would destroy that team right now.
Yeah.
Now, listen.
Who plays quarterback for that team?
The Eagles?
No, for the combined Giants.
Yeah, I don't
Cowboys,
know.
Cowboys, Commanders. Who actually plays quarterback for that
team? I think you go Cooper Rush.
It might be Cooper Rush.
Poor Daniel Jones, though. Daniel Jones throws so many passes that bad things happen. No, good passes that bad things happen because of this ridiculous squad around him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Although it's hard for me to say poor Daniel Jones. It was a guy who was overdrafted to begin with. He should have never been the sixth overall pick. And quite frankly, like, yeah, it could be the team around him. The line, I thought, blocked for him fine last night. And you have Saquon Barkley.
Wait. You thought the line?
Andrew Thomas is the highest rated left tackle by all metrics.
I think the Cowboys had set a record the season high for pressures last night. He was under pressure the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I thought in moments in the fourth quarter, I thought that he had enough.
Right, when you give him a pocket, he throws a nice pass. But obviously, Daniel Jones is going nowhere there. The thing about the Cowboys, I need to see them all together and playing at their best, and I need to see them against the Eagles. Now, they've owned the Eagles as well. They've destroyed the Eagles twice last season. I love to see, before I'm going to judge who they are, I need to see them against a better team.
But here's the thing. I'm also not saying that they're peaking right now. Right? Like, of course they're not. They don't even have their quarterback, and I don't want to be peaking in week three anyway. That's not a good thing for a football team, right? You want to be peaking in weeks 15 or 16, something like that, not be peaking in week three. So when do they play the Eagles? They play the Eagles
in 3 weeks, October 16th, Sunday night. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's a given that the Eagles destroyed them, by the way. I was just saying the way they played last night, they looked so anemic in the first half on offense, especially in the red zone. So I thought, oh my gosh, the Eagles are going to kill them. If they get everything together and Dak Prescott's there, Maybe I'm completely wrong, but right now, you're right. I'm judging, just like you are,
right
I'm
now,
overreacting
Eagles,
now.
Though,
right now, this is a very flawed team.
No doubt, but right now, also, the Eagles are definitely the better team. I wouldn't even mess around with that. I'd lose all credibility. The Eagles are definitely the better team. Just saying, are the Cowboys a playoff team in the NFC? Obviously, you guys know I put my mind where my mouth is on that.
Okay, would you stop talking about this bet? You put $5 on it. You're acting like your mortgage is lying on this bet.
Guys, we're all in this together. The $14 that I'm going to eventually win from this is going to be Tasty Thursday. It's going to be awesome.
14 for you, 50 cents for me.
Yes, I forgot Samter and I are splitting this one. Yeah,
oh
something
my
like that.
Gosh. And just, I'm sorry, because I am being such a wet blanket today, but you just gloating about the Cowboys offensive line performing well today, telling the haters to shut up. You were calling out former NFL linemen saying, hey, did this so-and-so see what happened last night? I hope he saw last night. But he said, you know, Jason Peters just filled in, looked pretty good, and whatever snapped.
It's Brian Baldinger who's doing all the hard work. He's breaking down on Twitter about how great the offensive line for the Cowboys was blocking. And I look up, I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds a little familiar. It sounds like something that I said a couple weeks ago, that they were going to be able to gel. And, oh, yeah, it's week three. And here's someone who played the game and who's breaking down how awesome they were blocking last night. I mean, case closed.
Wait, what?
I think a few people owe me a couple apologies here.
I don't even remember. What was your original take that made everyone so mad?
Was that you could bring in, first of all, they didn't have to bring in a left tackle, Jason Peters playing guard. But I was saying you could bring a left tackle off the street and play left guard like Jason Peters, and that it wouldn't take them that long to gel together with the rest of the guys. And everyone basically had their pitchforks out and tried to get me, you know, to run for the hills.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm right. I know Peters isn't playing left guard, but the line is gelling and it's week three. I'll take your apologies whenever you want to give them out to me.
Listen, it took 3 weeks for the offensive line to gel. Not a couple days.
I said 2 weeks. It took three.
I mean, listen, way off.
Yeah, I know. How dare I?
Wait.
Good Lord. Yeah, I know. So whenever anyone wants to come out and be like, Maggie, sorry for all the dust up, you know, I'll take it.
What was Schlereth? Like, he was even more mad at something. He was going on about some
That's science. All I said. It's yeah. all I said. And no, meanwhile, look at how good the line looks.
You know what you said.
I said, they're just pushing guys around. Obviously, I was joking about that. I mean, but really, that kind of is the job description. Like, you're pushing people around just with a purpose.
Yeah, why? Okay. Obviously, you were joking about that. And obviously, it's kind of what they do.
Well, okay. If you were to...
Yeah, I agree.
What's the job description? If they posted it as a LinkedIn... Hey, we're looking for offensive linemen. Job description. Push other people around.
Protect the quarterback.
Fine. And how do you do that? You push another 350-pound guy to one side or the other.
Okay, right? Can I play just a little devil's advocate here? So when did they sign Jason Peters? Does anyone have the date?
It was like a week before the season started.
Like August 25th or something?
Yeah.
Right. It took them basically a month to get him ready to play 14 snaps at left guard, not even tackle. So it wasn't that easy. They didn't just drag him off the street and plug him back in.
Listen, I don't determine whether or not this guy's in good enough shape. Like, I have no determination over that. I'm saying is that the line looked good. Well, we're getting a little into the weeds. But again, I'll just...
September 5th, by the way.
September 5th.
September 5th. Okay, that's pretty good. September 26th.
And it was
September
22
26. Days. That's more than 3 weeks.
Dude, it's nothing. He was in street clothes the first game. That one doesn't count. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS.
I think we should have Schlereth back on, and you should take him on.
Yeah, take him to task. No, I don't think so.
You're going to let the record stand as a, you know. Oh yeah, the evidence was up there on the screen last night. We don't need to bring in Mark.
I know. Why would
There's
I
no
need
to?
Baldy already broke it down for us.
Yeah, I mean, they held those ferocious Giants pass rushers off of Cooper Rush. I don't know how they must have been just on fire last night.
Yes, no, not going to mention at all that Leonard Williams was not playing in that game last night. But again, you beat the team in front of you, and you beat them with a backup quarterback. It doesn't matter who was on the other side. This is a good day for the Cowboys.
Another good.
That's what's making you upset. It's a good day for the Cowboys.
Oh,
you're
3-0
Eagles, but you cannot be happy for a 2-1 Cowboys team.
I'm sitting there last night saying, what would make me more unhappy, a 3-0 Giants team or a 2-1 Cowboys team as an Eagles fan? Honestly, a 3-0, because I live in New York, a 3-0 Giants team would have been unbearable. And you have to admit, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Because even a 2-1, it's slightly unbearable, but it would have been unbearable. So I was rooting all night for the Cowboys. I actually thought the Giants were going to win it. You're right. When they jumped to the lead in the third quarter, I'm like, oh, they're going to win this home game. I don't quite know how the Cowboys... I was a little surprised that Cooper Rush turned into Troy Aikman in the fourth quarter.
How about this guy with the play action? He's got a good arm.
He's got... Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first half was ugly.
Well, of course,
the first half was ugly.
Offense isn't... Like, there's been a lot of games like that this year.
Again, it was 23-17 over the New York Giants.
And again, it's...
23 points against a team that a lot of good teams would blow out.
Yeah, no, I know, but I still think the Cowboys fans probably have to feel really good today. You're not out of it.
Yeah, of course you feel good. You feel great, but I don't know.
When Tyron Smith went down, when Dak Prescott went down, those were some miserable Cowboys
fans. I was completely wrong.
How many people wrote the obituary for the Cowboys when those two injuries happened?
You're truly, for sure. You're right.
Exactly. And look at them now. Afloat. beyond afloat, winning Monday night football games on the road against division opponents. That's awesome. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Want to hear from the Cowboys fans. So how are you feeling? Are you still miserable? Do you still feel like the season has, you know, we're pouring dirt on it like you did a couple weeks ago? Or is there new hope? Also, why was Dak Prescott in the locker room after the game not wearing a shirt? Can someone explain that to me? He didn't play. He's not warming up or anything. He can't do anything with the hands. So it's not like, are you running stairs or something like that? Are you working up some kind of sweat? You doing cardio? Why did he have to have a shirt off? Why would you shower after a game you didn't play in? Anyway, this is where my mind went. I don't have an answer. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up, the best quarterback through three games. We're going to tell you. Let us know how you feel. You can also follow us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl. Instagram, Maggie and Perloff. We have a YouTube channel. Just search out Maggie and Perloff. Don't move. We're back with more in just a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. Heated argument in segment one about the meaning of the Cowboys' 23-16 win over the New York Giants. I repeat, a 23-16 win over the New York Giants.
All right, they're not sending it to Canton, but that is an awesome win for the Cowboys. Awesome win. Two in a row with Cooper Rush. You got to be feeling totally different as a Cowboy fan than you were just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but you know what it's like to be a Cowboy fan, or you've seen Cowboy fans. It's an incredible roller coaster of emotions. One day you feel great. The next day things fall apart. That's just what being a Cowboys fan is. Give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let us know what you think of the Cowboys.
All right, let's start it off. Alex is in Virginia. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
So, as a lifelong Cowboys fan, I consider myself more of a Cowboys realist. It's never our year. We have to prove it. We never have. Not 25-plus years.
Right.
But I think Dak's got to stay as close to this team as possible because I know he's getting paid the money, but Dak doesn't seem as poised in the pocket to take those hits and make those throws like Cooper Rush. Dak, I don't accurate deep downfield as Cooper Rush. Dak doesn't have the chemistry with Noah Brown like everybody else seems to, like Cooper Rush has for 5+ years. And at the end of the day, Cooper's 3-0. And I know he's not the second coming of Tom Brady, but and I know he's not mobile. Get that.
Yeah.
Rush can win games with 200 yards and a touchdown. Dak Prescott last season could only win games if we rushed for more than 100 yards. Complete win percentage over 100, complete losing under 100. That's my issue.
Well, Alex, I mean, I see what you're saying there, and thank you so much for the call. Okay, so my first thought on what you're saying is taking the hits, standing in the pocket, taking the hits. I understand that Dak Prescott has had some injuries, but I don't see him as someone who's like seeing the rush yet, and that's going to impact his career. That would be the first thing. The second one is about, you know, the better long ball and like the better deep throw. Cooper Rush definitely has a good arm. But again, as much as I want to sell the Cowboys are, you know, feeling much better today and they should, the Giants secondary is not like amazing. You know, it's not awesome. So I think there was a little bit of wiggle room there for CeeDee Lamb, who made an unbelievable catch in the end zone, obviously, and for Noah Brown too.
I mean, come on, let's be realistic. Cooper's had 215 yards against the Giants last night, 230 against the Bengals. Dak Prescott had 4,500 yards passing and 37 touchdowns last year. He was one of the most productive quarterbacks in the league. Now, it didn't always translate to wins when he had big statistical games, but Dak's a huge stats guy, so I don't think you can discount that.
Well, but even what you said going back all the way to week one, which was you didn't think the Cowboys looked really good with Dak before he got hurt.
Well, no, week one was a disaster.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought they were in huge trouble. Now, maybe that was the Bucs' defense.
The Bucs' defense
possible,
is great.
But even Dak just looked out of sync with his new receivers. I do like what he said, that Cooper Rush has been playing on the practice squad with Noah Brown. Maybe that's the key to this whole thing. But can this stay Noah Brown? I'm sorry, Noah Brown.
Noah Brown, 5 catches for 54 yards last night. How about Steven in South Carolina? Hi, Steven.
Hey, how's it going, guys? You doing all right today?
Everything's going great. What do you think about the Cowboys?
I think Aaron Rodgers said it best. Everybody needs to relax, especially Mr. Jerry Jones, you know, bringing up the drama like he always does about there possibly being a quarterback controversy. But Rush is doing well. I think we need to take everything one play at a time, one game at a time. I mean, I'm
Steven, you're hitting us with the coaches speak? One game at a time? We're fans. We don't have to talk like that.
No, I'm with Steven. One game at a time. That's what I'm saying. You beat the Giants one game at a time, Maggie.
All right.
But, I mean, if you think about it, we've done this every single season. We get a couple good wins or close games, and then all of a sudden Dallas thinks we're supposed to, you know, fans think we're supposed to go to the Super Bowl. And I mean, Perloff just said, it's one game at a time. That's all we need to do.
Okay, but Steve, and totally understand where you're coming from and appreciate the phone call. Nobody is saying Cowboys in the Super Bowl. That's a straw man argument. Nobody is saying that right now. What people like me are saying, Cowboys in the playoffs? Yeah, why not? Cowboys in the Super Bowl? I don't think anyone is saying that.
That's probably not true. But Steven does hit a bigger truth. There is, traditionally, when you're a Cowboys fan, there is outsized talk of expectations.
Of course,
I think that's
Troy
what Steven
Aikman,
was getting about.
And Troy Aikman talked about it last night.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman even said this was a team that had high expectations coming into the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the expectation now has changed, no doubt, but it still could be a playoff team.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If they're 10-7, you win your bet, or say 9-8, are you okay with Mike McCarthy then? Is that all he needs to do to keep his job?
I mean, if Sean Payton was available and I thought I could get an upgrade in that way, I would take it. But it probably does mean he's safe, if he makes the playoffs.
That's interesting.
I mean, other coaches, though, have gotten fired even though they've made the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I just think it's a funny spot for the Cowboys when you think of expectations. I think what Steven wasn't saying, hey, everyone's talking Super Bowl this year, but that is like, that's the thing with the Cowboys.
Well, I mean,
you get these crazy ideas.
Well, that's also, again, and he mentioned it because Jerry Jones is out there. But like, sorry, just going back to the coaching for a second.
Yeah.
Remember when Jerry had that ridiculous quote where he was like, 1-1 has to make 3 now. Like, we can't have 1-1 making 2. And we laughed about that quote and it sounded really silly. But essentially he was saying about his coaching staff, like, if we have these injuries now to our quarterback and our left tackle, like somehow we have to make this add up up to something bigger than it's supposed to be. And it hasn't looked the prettiest, but to be honest, like, I kind of get that now. And I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, I think this is what he meant by the 1 + 1 = 3 is like, you, despite being down all these weapons, you have to be able to find a way to win games.
Definitely, definitely.
So I think the coaching staff in that regard has answered the bell here.
Yeah, well, we'll see how they are next year when Dan Quinn is in Carolina with Cooper Rush as a starting quarterback.
He's definitely going to be somewhere
Dan
else.
Dan Quinn, oh man, he's got a job lined up already. I don't know what it is.
How about Daniel in Wyoming wants to talk about Mike McCarthy. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Okay, so you think Mike McCarthy is going to be a problem here?
I think he made a very improper decision with not kicking that field goal in the first half.
Okay.
Right at the end of the first half.
Yep.
I can't remember exactly the time on the clock that it was, but I feel like he was very improper with a 52-yard field goal. I mean, our field goal kicker has been knocking them down left and right all day long. Why are you not going to take that chance and go ahead and secure yourself and then move on from there? Yes, we came out with the win. I think that was an improper decision by McCarthy, though.
Okay, so after the Giants turned it over on downs and the Cowboys got it with 8 seconds left, you thought that was inappropriate to kick the field goal there that he missed?
No. I'm talking about the one earlier on.
Yeah, okay. I think it was longer than 52, though, wasn't it?
The one right before the half? The one right before the half was 59
or 52.
No, I think it was longer.
He's been knocking down. He's been knocking down 60 yarders plus all season long, and even prior to that, we have a very reliable field goal kicker.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a problem with how they ended the a drive in the first half, Daniel. I understand, but again, I'll go back to the 4th and 4, and I don't know if it was McCarthy who made the call or if it was Kellen Moore who made the call or whoever, but they went for it on a 4th and 4 when you needed a touchdown, and you could not just rely on a field goal at that point. They get the first down with CeeDee Lamb, and then they finish off the drive with a beautiful touchdown to CeeDee Lamb. I don't know. Those are like winning plays to me that you make on the road. I don't know. I couldn't go back through the...
Aikman was kind of driving into him. I'm trying to get the exact because Brett Maher...
Yeah, he missed a 59-yarder with like no time left.
No. They did not give him the chance to kick this one. I think it was... I'm going to find out. They punted from about somewhere where they shouldn't have been punting from because that guy, their kicker, is a monster.
Yeah.
And Aikman was kind of getting into McCarthy for it. I totally understand what he's saying, but... I, you know how I feel. Like, we over-criticize coaches for individual decisions. I thought Mike McCarthy had a pretty good game last night.
Yeah, it was a 57-yard field goal that they decided to punt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the 40 of the Giants with 2:38 left in the second.
With Dallas leading 6-3. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the first half was not pretty. And it was
right, and then the funny thing was they took a delay game. They tried to take a delay game. Then the Giants turned down the delay game. They said, we don't want it. Then the Cowboys could have changed their mind and sent out the kicker. So I thought it was really weird that the Giants turned down that delay of game because if the Cowboys smart, that guy would have, he was hitting field goals from 65 plus.
I know, which is difficult to do. Giants Stadium notoriously swirling winds.
Right. So I don't understand why the Giants actually turned. It was a bizarre series. I mean, that entire game lived between the 40s all night last night until the end. The offensive explosion. I think both defenses just got tired.
Probably, and a little bit banged up as well. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We see you guys. We'll get your thoughts on what this means for the Cowboys now that they have been able to at least keep the ship afloat here with Cooper Rush. Coming up, though, NFL Mythbusters. This is going to be maybe a new segment that we're going to start doing. We'll get to that in just a moment. First, though, a CBS Sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. It's our favorite part of the week. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. So, because of Navy Federal, we get to guess who the Navy Federal Defensive Player of the Week is. Now, this is written by Stu Kovacs.
I know, and I feel like Stu's making the degree of difficulty on these harder every week so that when you and I guess... much more difficult.
Now, keep in mind a little bit of background here. Stu is a Raiders fan.
All right.
Now, the Raiders lost. But
to the Titans.
Yeah, I don't think there were any remarkable defensive games there.
All right. Maybe Stu also liked the fact that the Chiefs lost. Is this a Colts defensive something, something?
You're in the right part of the country. I'll give you that hint.
All right. Stu would also like it if the... Chargers lost, but that doesn't do anything for us. The right part of the country with the Colts, something about the Bears.
All right. So the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. I'll give you the team and you won't even get it.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Cincinnati Bengals defensive lineman Trey Hendrickson. Come on down.
All right.
He had eight pressures. That is a lot. 2.5 sacks and 2 forced fumbles in a win over the 27-12 win over the Jets. Wow, he has 36.5 career sacks and 8 forced fumbles.
Wait, how does Stu's Raider fandom come into that? The Raiders the Raiders lost to the Bengals in the playoffs last year?
I was just saying that I was just trying to give somebody something to guess off of. Oh. No, it was sort of a red herring. I'm sorry about that.
Jeez, you totally took me to the
Well, I was
like,
wondering
Stu
because Stu lives in New York. He was watching the Jets because Red Zone, I noticed, didn't show one single snap of that entire game, the Bengals-Jets game. It was as if that game didn't exist in the national landscape of games.
I know. I feel like the Jets are probably happy that that game was not given more attention.
I mean, honestly, Joe Flacco against Trey Hendrickson, that is a battle. Trey Hendrickson is one of the most interesting players in the league to me because I still don't understand how he became Aaron Donald in last year's playoffs. Out of nowhere. I know he was a good free agent signing, but he became like Lawrence Taylor combined with J.J. Watt in the playoffs. And I guess he's back at it.
Wait, so we got Bengals, Dolphins this Thursday,
yes.
Right? So that's going to be a fun one. Can we get the Tyreek Hill sound? This is from after the Bills game on Sunday. Tyreek Hill was in full Tyreek Hill glory. He's got the sunglasses on, holding court in front of his locker. And they ask him for a quick preview about, you know, a turnaround to play on Thursday night. Here's what we got.
Looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be fun, you know. And I can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The cheetah is here.
First of all, he had no clue who they were playing on Thursday, or at least he was playing that up, that he had no clue who the opponent was. And then as soon as someone alerted him that it was the Bengals, he went straight to Eli Apple, who got the better of him in the AFC Championship game in the second half.
So this is an interesting game because the Dolphins are the team du jour.
Yep.
But their defense was on the field for 41 minutes in ridiculous heat against the best offense arguably in the NFL. And it's a short week. So they're 4-point underdogs. That it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough assignment. They could easily lose this game to me, and it mean nothing about their long-term hopes because it's short week off an incredibly brutal game, a brutal emotional game. It's pretty much the hardest situation there is.
It's a difficult situation. There also could be a little bit like hangover of, oh my gosh, we beat the Bills at home.
Totally.
It was a crazy game, as you mentioned, the heat. I could see, and then you have to do this quick turnaround. Like, this is not setting up well here for Miami. But on the flip side, if they won this game, just buy a hat and hold on to it, because the Dolphins hype is going to be so ridiculous if they win this game. It's just going to grow and grow and
because
grow.
You mean because it's a primetime game? Because I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how good the Bengals are.
No, but it's like, yeah, if you beat the team that was in the Super Bowl last year in the AFC, and now you're 4-0 and all of the.
Yeah, yeah. I think the standalone game would be huge. I don't know about beating the Bengals anymore. Well, that doesn't feel that. I mean, the
we
Bengals.
We got to give the Bengals a little more time, don't we?
Well, if the Bengals lose this game against, in those situations we just described, if they drop this game, that's very, very bad.
That looks like
they're in trouble. Yeah,
I agree with you. It feels like there's a lot on the line in that game.
And the Bengals, by the way, had to battle a little bit against the Jets. And I know it was in New York, but they didn't exactly look clean. So we'll see.
The Bengals lost at the Jets last year.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
For some reason, that's not a great matchup for them. 855-212-4CBS. Of course, we're reacting off of the Cowboys-Giants game from last night, and really from a Cowboys perspective, because this has given hope now where there was none. I mean, there were very few people who could squint and see this season being anything of consequence or substance for the Cowboys after Dak Prescott went down and Tyron Smith. But now here they are, 2-1. They got the Commanders next week. No reason to think they wouldn't be a playoff team. How about Chris in Myrtle Beach? Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing excellent. What do you have to say about the Cowboys?
Well, first and foremost, it all goes back to coaching. Still not sure exactly what Mike McCarthy does other than have his arms folded. Kellen Moore, I hope he's learning something from the play calling that he's given to Cooper Rush. It's a lot different. You notice there wasn't a lot of pressure up front last night. I mean, the first two games were at home, and we was getting hammered by our quarterbacks getting hit. And then this game is on the road, and the pocket is perfect for him pretty much all night. Granted, the Giants aren't great, but everybody had the Giants being one of the best teams in the league after going 2-0.
Right.
So everybody's trashing what Dallas did, and I'm a realist. You know, I didn't expect us to go to the Super Bowl, but I say we can be a sleeper team because we have weapons. And everybody talk about how great we got rid of Amari Cooper, which I didn't necessarily agree with, but Noah Brown can play. He was pretty good at Ohio State before he got hurt.
Chris, I have a question.
Back. Yeah.
So Kellen Moore got a lot of praise for his play calling last night. I remember last year Kellen Moore was the hottest thing in the league for a long stretch, but then it totally fell apart. Why am I going to believe in Kellen Moore now to be able to do this all season long?
Well, that's the point. I don't know who the leadership is. I don't like. He's called a very conservative game the last 2 weeks. We're running the ball. We're opening up holes. That's where it's won at. Defense and running the ball. And every once in a while, you drop back with a play action pass and drop it over the top. That's what's been winning in the NFL for as long as I've been living. I'm 48 years old. And for whatever reason, we think we want to just throw it all across the yard. That's only there for statistics. It's not going to get you where you need to be. That's just my personal opinion.
I think you just nailed it.
Yeah, so anyway, I'll let you guys go, but I do believe that Danny Dimes is not as bad as people think he is, because I think he had 6 or 7 first downs last night. The guy can play.
Yep.
He just hadn't had consistency, and he doesn't have a great number one receiver. With that being said, I appreciate y'all for taking my call.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thanks for making it. A couple things to react to. I agree with you. I think that Chris is on the money. I think the game plan has been good. It's almost like, maybe is there this component to it? You can tell me if I'm crazy. Like, something about when Dak Prescott isn't there and you don't have all your weapons back, is there a little less pressure on the play
yep.
caller to, like, have to put everything in Dak's hands? Or, I don't know, because they really, like, had a very good balance last night.
Yeah.
They're running the ball. Obviously, that's a big part of what the Cowboys do, and we thought they were going to get back to that before the season started. But the play action then works so well because they were running the ball. Like, and Rush makes the throws.
Absolutely. Now, here's a question. Is Tony Pollard going to be able to just go off like that against a good team? Obviously, I think the Giants might be kind of flawed defensively.
You think?
I just watched that defense. I'm like, who is that guy? Who's that guy? Who's that guy?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot there. But also, to his point, Daniel Jones, it's so frustrating about Jones, right? Because you see that he can throw a good deep ball, and you can see that he can obviously use his legs, and the guy's fast. Like, he can pick up first downs for you when all hope is lost, but it's always that back-breaking play. And this one last night might not even been his fault. He's got a receiver who slips. Sills slips on his route, and then he throws a game-sealing interception.
Yeah, you get the sense with Daniel Jones that he still holds on to the ball too long. he's got to be super decisive, get it out of there to help his line. Because the Cowboys got a ton of pressures last night. DeMarcus Lawrence got to him so many times.
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence just kills the Giants. Whether it was Eli, yeah. Daniel Jones, it doesn't matter. That guy is a menace.
I definitely put some of those sacks on Jones, though.
Yeah.
No trying way. To make a big play.
Really quickly, Mike is in San Antonio. Mike, you got about 30 seconds, bud.
Well, I just think we're very fortunate that we are 2-1. I don't think it's a far stretch to say that we are better off actually with Cooper Rush and the running game playing and the defense coming up to speed rather than trying to force the ball down the field with some glamorous because we paid so much money for a high power quarterback.
Yeah, see, Mike, it's a good point. That's what I was saying, too. Like, does it take a little bit of the pressure off the play caller if you don't have to have your $40 million quarterback be the one who's making all the plays? I don't know.
Yeah, but you're not going to go to Jerry Jones's take that there should be a quarterback controversy.
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to
It is funny, though. There is something that looks better. Again, they didn't do anything after the first quarter with the Bengals, and they beat the Giants. We'll see if this game plan, what if they get into a little bit of a shootout and they have to abandon that run first principle? Say the Eagles have some success on offense, then it's a totally different equation.
Mike, I think that we got a tweet that you wanted to read.
Yeah, Don Boy Deluxe wanted Perloff to slow his roll a little bit, throwing some shade at the Cowboys, saying, man, Philly on the road to 20-0. Those wins against Detroit, Minnesota, and Washington, what a who's who of champs.
Really was murderer's row that you guys have taken down there the first 3 weeks.
Does he not know how this works? I'm allowed to point out other teams' opponents. No one's allowed to point out my team's opponents.
Yeah, the so Lions is the real dagger there.
I got the mic here. I don't care who the Eagles play. 3-0 is 3-0.
Coming up next, we've got our NFL Mythbusters. We'll do that in just a moment. Plus, which All-Pro says he's frustrated and angry by his team's start? We'll get to that, too. Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.